today, tomorrow, next month, 100 years from now, we hope is our future hope. It's not a very long time. There are different species of life everywhere in the universe. If you look in the water, there are so many aquatics. Just go for a dive in the water over there, and you'll see so many fish, so many plants. Put on a scuba diving outfit, go deeper. You'll see more plants, more fish. Maybe you'll run into a Timingala fish. Timingala. Have you heard of the Timingala fish? He swallows whales for breakfast. You can't live in the water, but there are so many species of life that are suited to living in the water. Just dig a hole in the earth. You'll find so many bugs and insects and worms that live there all the time. They have their apartments there, they have their workplace there, everything. Have you ever visited an ant hill? It's a very complex apartment building. You can't live there. But so many living beings are living there. Just fly in the sky, you'll find so many birds, so many living beings that live in the air. It looks like there's only about 50 or 75 living beings here today at the lecture. But I never attract less than 1 million living beings to my lectures. There's so many germs, so many flies. On other planets there are living beings. All these living beings have the symptoms of consciousness. As soon as they leave their bodies, the body is finished. This is the condition of this material world. These are what is known as axiomatic truths. You know that word? Oh, okay. But he's always trying to upstage me. The human form of life is the only form of life that we have a chance to realize ourselves. This is such a valuable opportunity. We can have sex in any species of life. You can get it better as a pigeon or as a hog. You can sleep as a bear for 6 months. You can eat meat as a tiger without cooking it, without adding spices, without taking out the blood. But human life is so valuable because we can think, who am I? We can act and we can experience, and then we can examine our experience. So why doesn't everybody take to self-realization? Because they're caught in the net of illusion. We don't know how, but somehow we have come to this world, and since a long, long time, we have been thinking, I am the body. Instead of aham brahmasmi, we are thinking aham sharir. The body is asat, temporary. It is achit, it is full of ignorance. And nirananda, it is full of distress and misery. It's too hot, and we have to wave a magazine in front of our face. No, go ahead, no problem. It's too, our body gets troubled by so many diseases. If you think that diseases are troubling the world now, just wait till the next millennium. You ain't seen nothing yet. You know what the biggest disease is in the next millennium? Not my idea. The Supreme Personality of United Nations, World Health Organization, WHO, they got a funny name, WHO. They just add am I, they would be perfect. World Health Organization, WHO. Now, if they just add at the end of it, am I, who am I, they'd be doing good work. They have determined the biggest disease in the next millennium is going to be mental illness. The miseries of this material world are increasing day by day. Just last year, it came in the Croatian newspapers. Therefore, it must be true. That last year alone, 27 new wars were started on this planet. So, old age, disease, death, birth, actually there are fivefold material miseries. You know, does everybody know the fivefold material miseries? You've got these memorized? Birth, death, disease, old age, new age. Thank you, Jai Advaita Swami. So somehow or other, we have become attached to this body. Actually, this is madness. Please understand that we are all a bunch of raving lunatics. No offense intended, but the facts are true. We identify with the body. Have any of you heard of Shirley MacLaine? Yeah, everybody's heard of Shirley MacLaine. She thinks she was Cleopatra in her last life. She's mad. Anybody who thinks that they are someone that they are not is mad. We are thinking that I am this body, this bag of blood and bones. So this is madness. We get some pleasure. There is no doubt. I can't lie to you because every day you experience sense pleasure. I can't bluff you. I can't say, just chant, everybody, chant Hare Krishna, and you'll never think of sense gratification again. You all experience sense gratification. Every day. But, on the other side, you experience so much misery every day. And the worst misery is the mind. The mind is full of anxiety. The mind is full of fear. The mind is always calculating profit and loss, victory and defeat. The mind is always playing games with every other person. Will I be the best kirtan leader or will he? Will my sari look better than the other ladies, or will someone else have better jewelry than me? And we're actually reasonably good. Just think of the gross material world. People are constantly competing with one another for sense gratification. And to get ahead, they can do anything. They can kill, they can steal, they can cheat, they can lie. And they do. So, what is the reason for all of this? Krishna says, Daivi Hiesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. This material world is working under my energy. My energy known as Maya. Ma means not, and Ya means this. So Maya means not this. I am not this body. And Krishna says, this illusion, this illusion that I am the body is Duratya, is very, very difficult to overcome. But he says, Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayame tam tarantite. One who surrenders to me can come out of this illusion.
Osoba, ktorá sa predá, môže sa uzdičiť na tej ilúzii.
So, in Bengal there is an expression, mohajala. It refers to a fisherman's net. And the net is such that the, I don't know, the mesh, a net, the I don't know how to explain it. It's called the mesh, the weave. Yeah, okay, that's right.
She's made.
Huh?
She's made.
Yeah. And the fish, there's two levels of the mesh. There's two levels of the net. So the fish goes in, gets its head into one end of the net, or one point in the net. And as you all know, fish have what are called gills through which they breathe that come back from their head. So when she gets in, she can't go forward because the next mesh is a little smaller. So then she tries to back out, or he, whoever it is, he or she fish. But the gills get caught in that doorway in which she came in. And the more she struggles to get out of the net, the more she's entangled in illusion. The more she's entangled in the net. I am constantly amazed how people don't take up some kind of serious spiritual life. I don't even mind if they don't come to ISKCON's temple or read Bhagavad Gita. Let them at least go to their church or their temple or mosque and let them control their mind and senses. Let them perform a little austerity. Let them live simply. Let them try to discuss higher topics than eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Every time I talk to devotees who have just recently come and who are working in some job, they always tell me how distressed they are. Because in their workplace, everybody around them simply wants to talk about nonsense. The men simply want to talk about the football match. Mr. Tudjman, the latest joke. Did you hear the latest joke about Tudjman? He had a meeting with Bill Clinton. And you heard this one? And so Bill Clinton was trying to advise him that he should surround himself with intelligent men. He said, for instance, I have Al Gore. Al Gore is the vice president. So he called Al Gore and he asked Al Gore, who is your father's son but not your brother?
otac tvoga sina, ali ne tvoj brat. Sin tvoj brat, ali ne tvoj brat.
So Al Gore said, it's me, Al Gore. Right? So Mr. Tudjman was very impressed. So he went back to Zagreb and he called his some minister. What was his name? So he asked him, he says, who is your father's son but not you? But not your brother. Who is your father's son but not your brother? So then the man said, that's a tough one. I'll have to think about that for a little while. So he went away and started asking different people and he couldn't get an answer. So then he met and he asked him, who is your father's son but not your brother? So the man said, it's me. So then went back to Tudjman and said, it's so Tudjman said, no, you fool, it's Al Gore. I love that one. I couldn't resist. But, you go to work and that's all they talk about is politics. Who ran off with whose wife? In a football match. All nonsense things. So the devotees are distressed. How can I stay in such association? So I'm always amazed how people cannot see that they're already suffering and they're going to suffer much, much more. I remember when I was young, I was actually a great saint. But once in a while I got drunk. And I can remember in high school getting drunk and waking up the next morning and not remembering a thing about what happened. I would have a black eye, blood on my jacket, but I thought, boy, I sure must have had a good time last night. It was really fun. So people are like that. They're in illusion and they cannot get out. The more they try to solve the problems of material existence, because they're using the same material logic, they just become more deeply entangled. Now they're very... Oh, here's a good one. For so many years in the West, people were so proud of their shaving cream. Along with shaving cream, there are many other things, but shaving cream is the most prominent thing I can think of.
u spremu za prijane postavlja još mnogo stvari, ali to je taj mantar mi ostavlja najveću impresiju.
The thing that makes the shaving cream come out of the can is called fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon. Huh? Yeah, fluorocarbon. So they were so proud, you know, just Gillette, you know, all over your face. But now, practically, it's becoming more and more dangerous just to go out in the sunlight. Because these fluorocarbons, along with other toxic substances, have burned a hole in the ozone layer. And the ozone layer protects the Earth from ultraviolet rays of the sun. If you face a certain amount of ultraviolet rays, it completely degenerates your body.
Ako dođete u kontakt sa određenom količinom ultraljubičastog zračenja, ono totalno uništava vaše tijelo.
So, it was so simple before to shave your face.
Stoga prije bilo tako jednostavno da obrijete svoje lice.
Just put on a little soap, regular soap, and shave your face. Everybody did it.
Samo stavite malo običnog sapuna na lice i obrijete se. To je svako radite.
But because somebody got the bright idea to have something that went foamed up, now we can't even go out in the sunlight. And according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there will come a day when we will have ruined this planet so badly. That we will all have to live, or they will all have to live underground. Hopefully the devotees will have gone back to Godhead. So, for a little problem, one little problem, they create three new problems as a solution.
Tako za jedan mali problem oni stvore još tri problema kao rješenje.
So this is the fisherman's net of illusion. But Krishna gives us the solution. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. If you surrender to me, then you can cross the ocean of Maya.
Ako se predaš meni, onda možeš preći ocean Maya.
You can cut through the fog. People have got brain fog. But if you saturate your mind with Krishna Katha, then all the fog will clear up like when the sun comes in the morning. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hayandakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. Krishna is like the sun and Maya is just like darkness. So it is not possible for darkness to exist when there is light. Darkness, by definition, is the absence of light. So we need to hear, constantly hear, these subject matters.
Mi trebamo stalno slušati te teme.
There is a great deal to hear.
Postoji puno toga za slušanje.
I personally have lived in India for 27 years. I went there in 1972. And I have seen so much of Indian culture. The last vestiges, the last remnants, the last... And still, even today, especially in South India, you will find some culture left. If it helps your preaching, you can say that we're studying Indian culture. But today's India is also completely an illusion. We are actually interested in Vedic culture. And there's so much depth there. Just while we were coming here in the car, someone was playing Bhakti Charu Maharaja's tape. How many of you have that tape? Huh? Isn't it a beautiful tape? Very sweet. Those nice instruments, the sarod and the tempura and the tabla. In the latest Hare Krishna Today video, there's a good 10 minutes on Odyssey dancing. There's a good 10 minutes of the video dedicated to Odyssey dancing. Odyssey is from Orissa, Jagannath, Devadasi, called Devadasi. Huh? It tells the story of what the dancers do, or used to do, especially in India, dancing for Jagannath. It describes their training. It describes all their mudras, you know, whatever they do. And then it describes some of the devotees from the West who are now involved. And it's so beautiful. There's so much philosophy. There's so much in Ayurveda, medicine, Dhanurveda, military science, philosophy. But we have to get past stage one. So we have to keep repeating the same thing because we forget. Unfortunately, in the Western world, we are living in, it's like a giant brothel. Men and women are simply captured by their bodies. And everywhere you look, there are television commercials, there are radio commercials, there are giant hoardings or billboards, or I don't know what you call them.
plakati.
All of them directing us toward the body. It's very hard for us to practice Krishna consciousness in this atmosphere. Therefore, we have to work closely together. We have to help one another develop strength. It is possible. Krishna says that by constant practice, abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena cha griyate, by a simple life. Vairagyena means a simple, reasonable life, but simple. The more we get caught up by the illusion of materialistic society, the more we try to increase our material facilities for sense gratification, the more we are going to be entangled in the bodily conception of life, even though we call ourselves devotees. It is not enough just to wear kanti mala and tilak.
Nije dovoljno samo da nosimo tulsi, brojanicu, tilak.
And do a few nix nix ram rams. But we have to try to see where we are and where we're going.
Moramo pokušati vidjeti gdje smo I kamo idemo.
It is possible to be successful.
Moguće je biti uspješan.
It is possible to be Krishna conscious in this lifetime. It is possible to be enlightened even now, before death. It is possible to experience ananda. This is superior to sukh and dukh, happiness and distress. Happiness and Krishna says, sukha dukhe same kripa labha labha jaya jaya. You have to be equanimical. Krishna says, matra sparshas tu kantiya sitoshna sukha dukha da tamsti tikshasva bharata. You have to learn to tolerate happiness and distress. So, again, I'm not giving you anything new. I'm not here to tell you something that you may have already read in the Bhagavad Gita. But I'm simply here to tell you that you have to keep trying your best to to follow the process of bhakti yoga. To put Krishna in the center of your lives. It is valuable. When the materialistic man approached Sanatan Goswami for the most valuable thing, he said, I want your most priceless, valuable thing. And he said, oh, it's over there in the garbage. So the man went to get that paras money, that touchstone. And then after receiving it, he began to think, well, why is it here in the garbage? It means he must have something more valuable. And then he inquired about the most valuable thing, and Sanatan Goswami gave him Krishna consciousness. I'm constantly amazed by the character of Duryodhana in the Mahabharata.
stalno sam zapaljen karakterom Duryodhane Mahabharata.
Duryodhana was born in a most exalted family line, family tradition.
Duryodhana je rođen u najuzvišenijoj obiteljskoj tradiciji, liniji.
He was the son of Gandhari, the most chaste lady in all the universe.
Bio je sin Gandhari, jedna od najčestitijih žena u cijelom univerzumu.
He was the grandson of Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and the author of the Vedas. He was a good administrator. He was an expert soldier. He had very good material qualifications. But he was told again and again and again by his advisors to give up his enmity towards the Pandavas. Enmity, animosity. Bhishma Dev, his grandfather told him. Duryodhana, the greatest military guru on the planet at that time. Kripacharya, son of a great sage. Vidura, the Yamaraj incarnated. They all advised him again and again. But he couldn't learn. Before the war, he was advised by Krishna himself. He was advised by Markandeya Rishi, the oldest sage in the universe who had seen everything in history. Narad Muni, sage amongst the highest sage amongst all the sages. They all advised him, but he couldn't see. Pasyanapi na pasyati. Although he had eyes to see, still he was more blind than his own father, Dhritarashtra. So we should not take it for granted that because we have been exposed to Krishna consciousness, that we will automatically get all the benefit. You have to make an effort. You have to use your intelligence. Krishna consciousness is for intelligent people. It is for the most intelligent people. It's not a question of academic understanding. It's a question of being able to understand the purpose of human life. Very often, people who are materially well situated cannot understand. In fact, their material opulence is an obstacle. Therefore, we find the sages, the brahmanas. They kept themselves in a poor condition on purpose. It's not that Vyasadeva couldn't have managed a factory. It's not that Narad Muni couldn't have gotten a job with IBM. It's not that these were stupid people. But they saw that the whole show was temporary. It's not worth investing your energy. Today, tomorrow, next month, it's going to be finished. So get smart. Good American expression. We have such a wonderful opportunity. It's very, very rare that one gets the chance to come in contact with such a powerful devotee as Srila Prabhupada. I can't impress you enough. Srila Prabhupada is obviously that Senapati Bhakta that was spoken about by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he has given us so much. Lord Chaitanya has made it easy and Srila Prabhupada has made it easier. Kriteyadya yato vishnum tretiyam yajato makai dvaparo parichayadyam kalotad hari kirtanat. What was possible in Satyuga by meditation, in Treta Yuga by giant sacrifice, fire sacrifice, in Dwapar Yuga by elaborate temple worship, although it's not fair, but in India there are a number of temples that do not allow us to go in. They consider us to be very dirty and unqualified. In many ways, if you study our habits, we're not trained. It's not that we're not sincere, but we've had bad training. We eat with our left hand. We don't bathe 3 times a day. There are people today on this planet that don't bathe 3 times a year. Seriously, they say that, they'll say proudly, I bathe 3 times a year even if I don't need it. We have a lot of bad habits. Believe me, you don't know, but I have seen it. Having lived in India, I've seen it. And Srila Prabhupada often chastised his disciples in India for making these little mistakes, because he knew that people would laugh at us. So what to speak of elaborate temple worship? We have no idea how many rules and regulations there are. Just like, for example, Prabhupada gave us some rules and regulations for deity worship. And he told us that if I gave you all the rules, you would faint. So I remember, because I was in 1971, I was a head pujari in Los Angeles. And then later in San Francisco. And I remember that we had very strict rules. Everybody had to wear a mask on their face. lady, a mask, you know, mask. Because if you talk or if you spit from your mouth, it might go on the prasadam. Ladies especially had to wear their hair back and they had to wear cloth over their hair. If you even touched any part of your body with your hand, then you had to go and wash your hands. No one was allowed to speak anything in the kitchen except Krishna Katha. And like that, there was a big list of rules at the front door of the kitchen. And that was, we were still malechas. Well, we weren't, but anyway, it was still not very complete. So, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we can achieve perfection just by chanting the holy names. There are no hard and fast rules. Nam nam akari bahuda nidya sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamita smaranena kalaha. Niyamita. There aren't a lot of rules. You can chant in any condition. And even then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm so unfortunate that I don't have attraction. So Srila Prabhupada came and saw that we could not chant 64 rounds a day. He didn't demand it. Although his guru said anyone who couldn't chant was fallen. You can't enter the kingdom of God if you're still fallen. Anda Tamishra, that's where we belong, here, the place of darkness. Naham Prakasa Sarvasa Yoga Maya Samavrita. We're under Krishna's Yoga Maya potency because we don't surrender to Krishna. So Prabhupada came and he gave us a simple standard to follow. As a sannyasi, he took so much trouble to get his disciples married. A sannyasi is not even supposed to have association with women at all. Sanyasira alpachidra sarva loke gaya. A white sheet, tiny little black spot, it shows up in a big way on a white sheet. Any fault in a sannyasi and sarva loke gaya, everyone will sing about it, or talk about it. I don't know if they sing about it. Maybe. There was one of my godbrothers wrote some songs, Nirantara. It was called Guru Busters. You heard of Ghostbusters? Oh, those were fun days. But Prabhupada engaged us in Krishna's service. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. by engaging our senses in devotional service and by following the simple standard he gave us. Even that we're finding difficult. But we have to try, folks. You have to sincerely look into your heart. You have to use your intelligence. And you have to make an effort to become a pure devotee in this lifetime. Pure devotee means that you have no other interest but becoming Krishna conscious. A devotee asks Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what makes you happy? Prabhupada said, I am happy when I see you struggling. It's not that Prabhupada was cruel. You have to struggle anyway. How many people here find it easy to maintain their families? Are there a lot of jobs in Croatia today? Is the economy doing well? Is everybody happy? Is the government nicely situated? Should we tell some more Tujman jokes? So you have to struggle to become Krishna conscious, but it's worth it. The happiness which you get from a little bliss, ananda, is so superior. It is rich. It is... it takes time to grow. But it does grow. You have to be patient. Utsahan nischaya darya. You have to be enthusiastic and patient. Then you will be able to face anything in the material world. You'll never be in distress. Your mind will be peaceful and satisfied. So there's no other way to live. Otherwise, there's only the net of illusion. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Come on, I want to clap too. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Why some people are not distressed by these stories, but when they go to sleep, then they are becoming distressed when people are dressing around them?
I already said that sometimes a suffering man does not recognize his own suffering. Sometimes a man will think that he's happy, like a drunkard, when he's actually miserable. Sometimes people are just like the example of Duryodhan. He's a very good example. He could actually see after some time that his cheating, his deceit, was going to bring about his own ruin. Dhritarashtra could see it from the beginning, but they couldn't do anything about it. The attraction of Maya is very strong, Duratyaya. And Dronacharya, Duryodhana's main problem was that he was envious of Krishna. He was envious of the Pandavas. And he couldn't surrender. So, therefore, in our preaching, we should not immediately encourage people that they have to surrender. We should simply try to present the brighter side. Chanting is very nice. Chanting is yoga. People immediately, so many things come into their mind. Oh, that's where I become God, right? I remember when I joined ISKCON, for at least a month, I was thinking that, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, and pretty soon you become Krishna. And then one devotee took me aside and said, someone who thinks he is God, G-O-D, he is actually dog, D-O-G. My lower jaw dropped. I was shocked. I said, you mean I'm not God? He said, yes, that's right. So, but by that time I was hooked on the Sunday feast. Wasn't hooked on chanting, but somehow or other, we have to have such a nice community where we are all non-envious of each other, where we all see each other as Prabhu. I know it sounds corny. I know you've heard it before, but one of the biggest, most educated preachers, Rabindra Swarup. Prabhu. Has anybody heard of Rabindra Swarup? Professor of philosophy. Very brilliant man. He once mentioned in a lecture that preaching does not mean that I go outside and I convince someone by my philosophy. Preaching means that we create such a nice energy in our community that when someone comes inside that energy, they think, I don't know much about these guys' philosophy, But I sure feel good when I'm around these people. So we have to work for that. And how do we do that? It's not necessarily by having seminars on Stephen Covey. It's by, huh? Stephen, oh, you haven't heard of Stephen Covey? No. Maybe you haven't heard of him. Seven Habits of Highly Effective Vaishnavas. Anybody heard of that guy? I hope so, because I did so many seminars. I have more qualification than anyone in that respect. I'm a facilitator trainer in Seven Habits. I'm a facilitator trainer in time management. But I can tell you, we have everything we need in Srila Prabhupada's books. Even other books recommended by Prabhupada, like Ramayana and Mahabharata. What we need to do is make our heart clean. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajogun, Samudva. This is why we can't have nice relationships. Because of lust, anger, and greed. And we can destroy lust, anger, and greed by chanting Hare Krishna without offense. Anyway, we have a few more days of discussion together. I have some very interesting subjects I'd like to discuss with you. Any other questions, by the way? Okay. Yes, yes, go ahead. Peace. Yeah.
Я хотел бы на вопрос вопроса, да, вопрос о велозе, дусали, вопрос о велозе, да, само по себе не есть нека, если это не может вызвать нека, просто на встречу. Я хотел бы на вопрос вопроса, поздно, а я еще век, как бы раз в те жертвы за русское наживание, я еще век буду сам.
All that much, and that there is no restraint. How come that even after that, the desires are still strong and
a lot of times we need to experience a higher taste. It's hard to give up the lower taste until you get a higher taste. And in order to experience the higher taste, you have to have a little faith. And people have been cheated so many times, it's hard for them to gather their faith together. But there's no alternative. We have to somehow go forward. Even in our own institution, we have seen so many problems. I remember when I was young,
a
few years ago, we used to hate organized religion, right? Institutions, organized religion, they're all corrupt. But actually, that's not necessarily so. If we're going to do away with organized religion, then we should do away with organized everything. When you go to your job tomorrow, there'll be no business there. Everybody will have gone home because we're not going to have organized business anymore. When you go home tonight, there's not going to be any street lights, there's not going to be any signals, because we're not going to have organized government anymore. Let's do away with all organization. We're not going to have families anymore. Just walk into any building and walk into any door, and that's your wife and family for the night. Why be organized? It becomes absurd. So we have to try to improve, that's all. But we have to go forward. We have the institution, we have the preaching mission, and we have our own personal salvation. So, save yourself. We need association of devotees. If some of our devotees tonight had not taken the trouble, we wouldn't be sitting here having a discussion. We had a wonderful bhajan. I told a few good jokes. You know, we had a little fun. But if somebody hadn't taken the trouble to organize it, so people sometimes, you know, they need to experience a higher taste. And our business is to distribute Krishna prasadam, to have Harinam Sankirtan, and let people taste the holy name. Please understand that all of you are very special people. I know you don't feel like that because you're humble devotees, but you're actually very special people. It's not that everyone is going to take up Krishna consciousness. We'll be lucky if 1% becomes a pure devotee. Even at the height of Lord Chaitanya's golden age, many people may cooperate, but how many people will be fully surrendered? Any other questions? All right, let's start the way we finished. Hare Krishna.